So before the breaking of bread, we had some fellowship.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开约翰福音第四章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to John's Gospel, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。来，我们从二十一节，我们读到二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 21 to 24.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们今天拜饼很早，七点钟就开始了。
This is a very early breaking of bread time, seven o'clock.
我不知道大家清醒了没有。
I'm not sure whether you have all woken up.
因为我记得13年的时候，我们有一些弟兄姊妹，我们一起去到耶路撒冷。
And 2013, some of the brothers and sisters, and myself went to Jerusalem.
我们最后一天是在橄榄山上。
The last day was at Mount Olive.
在我们住在那里的酒店。
We stay in the hotel there.
然后陈先生弟兄他要我们早上五点钟起来。
And Brother Christian Chan wants us all to wake up about 5 a.m.
然后呢，在我们先看日出，完了以后就拜饼。
We went to see the sunrise and then we broke bread together.
那是一个非常特别的经历。
It was a very special time.
然后而且让你真的是非常的难忘。
It was something that's totally unforgettable.
那是不是你在橄榄山上拜饼，就好像特别有主的同在呢？
So do you have the special presence of the Lord because you broke bread at Mount Olive?
那虽然那个经历很特别。
Even though the experience was special.
但是你看见，当我们读约翰福音第四章的时候。
But when we read John chapter 4.
我们在哪里掰饼，我们在哪里纪念主，那个不重要。
Wherever we are in terms of location, it's not important.
关键是我们有没有用我们的心灵和诚实在这里来敬拜主。
But the key is, do we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth?
我记得我们那一次去耶路撒冷，去以色列的时候，我们还去到这个撒玛利亚这个井旁。
And when we went to Israel, we also visited Samaria.
他们相传那个地方呢，就是一个在一个教堂的地下室里面，就是这口的雅各井。
And there's in the basement of a church there, they say there was the well of Jacob, which is the well where this woman met Jesus.
我们甚至呢，还真的从那个井里面，它有一个桶，你可以从里面打出水来。
And there is a bucket you can actually draw water out of that well.
然后完了以后呢，你会看见在它入口的地方，它有人在那边卖这个井里面的水，用那个小小的试管一瓶一瓶的这样卖。
And someone actually selling tubes of water drawn from the well.
所以我当时我看的时候我就在想。
So when I was looking at that, I was thinking.
主耶稣对撒玛利亚的妇人说。
The Lord Jesus said to the woman of Samaria.
你喝了这个井里面的水还要再渴。
You drank of the water from this well, you will thirst again.
所以我想他肯定没有读过这个圣经。
Perhaps that person has never read this scripture.
因为你喝了这个井里面的水，你还是会渴。
You will still be thirsty after drinking from that well.
但是如果你喝了主给你的这个活水，
But if you drink of that living water the Lord is giving you,
它就要在你的里面能够成为泉源，滋涌到。
Then out of you flows fountains of living water.
所以我想，当我们来到这个饼杯面前的时候，
So as you come to the bread and the cup.
我们到底是在这边有一个这样的一个形式呢？
Are we just doing out of a habit?
还是说我们真的借着这个饼杯，我们能够看见主就在这里，他在这边，我们能够来敬拜他。
But do we see at the cup and the bread and know that the presence of the Lord is with us today and He is here right among us?
我觉得当我们每一个星期在这里一次又一次在这里拜饼的时候
，Every week when we gather around the Lord's table and remember the Lord.
我觉得我们很多时候我们会慢慢的就落入一种形式、一种习惯的里面。
Slowly we became that became habitual, that become just a thing that we do.
我们就每个星期来到教会，我们就吃饼，我们喝杯，然后我们就觉得说，好，我们今天我们的任务就完成了。
So we come to church on Sunday, we take the cup, we take the bread, and say, okay, I have done my duties.
我们把这个当成是我们基督徒的一个好像义务一样。
As if this is one of the duty of a Christian.
但是当你来到饼杯的面前的时候
But when you come to the cup and the bread,
你是不是真的看见主就在这里？
Do you actually see that the Lord Jesus is here?
你没有真的看见这个当这个饼摆在这里的时候
So when this cup and this bread spread before us,
他就提醒你当这个饼被掰开的时候就讲到我们主他的生命为我们来掰开。
It reminds us that when this bread is broken, that it represents the body of the Lord broken for us.
当你看到这个杯的时候
When we see the cup,
你就真的看见主他爱我们爱到一个地步他愿意为我们舍命他愿意为我们流血。
That the Lord Jesus loved us so much that he shed his blood for us.
而且我觉得说很多时候当我们看见这个饼杯的时候
So when we see the cup and the bread,
我们要看见说主不是为别人死的。
The Lord Jesus did not die for anyone else.
主是为你。
But he died for you.
主也是为我。
And for me.
他为你他流出他的血。
For you, he shed his blood.
他为你他舍去他的生命。
For you, he has given up his life.
所以当我们在这里掰饼在这里饮杯的时候
So as we come and take the cup and the bread,
我想真的盼望圣灵借着 圣灵能够触摸我们的心
May the Holy Spirit touch our hearts.
让我们真的看见这个饼杯对着我们的重要
That we can see the importance of this cup and this bread to us.
让我们真的看见这个饼杯真的就在这边来代表主对我们的爱。
And that this cup and this bread represent the Lord's love to us all.
而且主说你们要掰饼只等到我来。
And he said, do this until I come.
当我觉得我听到在圣经里面有讲到说只等到我来的时候。
And so when the Bible says, do this until he comes.
我想所有的这一次的信息也告诉我们。
And through that message of that verse,
我们不是一帮在地上属于这个地上的人。
We are not people belonging to this world.
我们是一帮人，我们在等候我们的王，他要回来。
We are a group of people waiting for the return of our king.
他要回来，他要来接我们到他那里去。
And he will return, and he will take us to where he is.
所以当我们在这里掰饼饮杯的时候
，So as we take the cup and the bread,
我们知道我们是一帮有盼望的人。
We know that we are people with hope.
而且我们知道我们不是属于自己的人。
We are people not belonging to ourselves.
我们属于我们的主，我们不属于这个世界。
We belong to the Lord, we do not belong to the world.
我们对着这个世界，我们没有盼望，我们的盼望是在我们盼望我们的主，他要来接我们。
Our hope is not in this world, our hope is in the Lord who is coming back to take us to be with him.
所以盼望借着今天掰饼饮杯
So through the cup and the bread today,
主能够来真的在我们的里面给我们有一个很深的感动。
That the Lord may really move us.
因为我觉得每一次我参加青年营掰饼的时候，主都给我很多的感动。
Every time I come to the youth camp and when we have the Lord's table, it really moves me.
而且真的我看见很多弟兄姊妹，他们本来他们在大聚会里面，他们可能不敢祷告。
And many people.Who dare not pray in the big meeting or at church?
但是他们在这里在青年营的时候，他们能够在主的面前，他们来祷告。
So, but we come to the Lord's table at youth camp. Somehow they were able to open up and to pray and to give thanks.
为了那些不敢祷告的弟兄姊妹。
And for those who dare not pray.
我分享一下我自己一个个人的见证。
Let me share with you my own personal experience.
我记得在大概10年前
About 10 years ago,
当主感动我起来追求主的时候
when the Lord moved me to rise up and to pursue him,
那段时间我真的感觉有真的主的同在非常的在我的里面
I sense the presence of the Lord intensely.
但是呢我在拜饼聚会里面我还是不敢祷告
But during the breaking of bread meeting, I dare not pray.
我很紧张
I was very nervous.
因为很多人在这里
There are a lot of people there.
但是呢真的主一直在我里面有个感动让我在拜饼聚会里面要祷告
But the Lord Jesus moved me so that I was able to pray in that meeting
我记得那天拜饼的时候
So as we broke bread that day
然后我就主在那边一直感动我就一直在那边说再等一等再等一等
The Lord was moving me to pray but I keep saying just wait a bit longer just wait a bit longer
然后我看见那个郭振明弟兄他坐我旁边
And brother Benjamin Guo was sitting next to me
然后我就跟主说我说等他如果郭弟兄祷告了我就祷告
I say if he pray I'll pray afterwards
结果呢他在中间的时候他就祷告
So in the middle of the meeting that he pray
等他祷告完以后我觉得说这下子完了
And after he pray I say oh I'm finished
然后呢当再唱完一首歌的时候
So after finish singing a hymn
然后呢就大家站起来
So everyone stood up
因为我们知道说我们拜饼到要祝谢的时候大家就要站起来
So people rise up usually just before the breaking of bread
而且通常都是负责弟兄在那里祷告
And usually the responsible brothers will be praying first
因为我当时我对这个我没有什么概念
At that time, I do not have a concept that only responsible brothers are praying.
主在那里感动我的时候，我说我如果再不祷告，我不行了，我里面我已经不行了。
So I was near bursting. I said, if I don't pray now, I'm finished.
所以我就站起来的时候，我也不知道一定是要负责弟兄祷告的。
I did not know that it should be responsible brothers who are praying.
然后我就冲出来，我就祷告出来。
So I just burst out and I start praying.
但是我真的我不知道在祷告什么。
But I did not know what I was praying.
然后如果你听到人肯定觉得说怎么这个人在祝谢的时候这么在这边乱祷告。
So some people may be criticizing me, this man does not know what he's praying about.
但是当我坐下来的时候。
But when I sat down.
当诗歌一唱起来的时候。
As to sing the hymns.
整个圣灵就浇灌下来。
And I send the pouring out the Holy Spirit.
真的主就感动我在那边，我就看见我的罪，我就看见主的爱在我的身上。
I saw my sins and I saw the Lord Jesus' love.
然后我的眼泪就一直在那里流。
And my tears flap out flow.
因为我从来没有在拜饼聚会唱歌会流泪。
Because I never shed tears during the breaking bread before.
而且我从来我姊妹说我是一个很麻木的人。
And my wife always say that I'm such a numb person, like no expression.
但是当那天圣灵浇灌下来的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit pour out,
你就真的在那边，你看见主的爱。
You saw the love, the Lord's Jesus' love.
你真的看见主爱你，爱到一个地步，他为你流血，他为你舍命。
That the Lord Jesus loved you so much, so that he has shed his blood for you.
所以当我有那次经历的时候。
So when I had that experience,
我知道说我在主面前祷告的时候，我不是祷告给人听。
I knew that when I pray, I do not pray for others to listen to.
我乃是在那边来感谢那位爱我、为我舍命的主。
But I'm thanking the one who has loved me and who has given his life for me.
所以我鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹。
So I encourage all the brothers and sisters.
你来到主饼杯的面前。
When you come before the cup and the bread of the Lord.
我想我们没有一个人不会感动。
No one should not felt that they are not moved by God.
我们真的盼望我们都能够把我们的感谢和赞美来归给主。
May we be able to give our thanks and our praise to the Lord.
所以今天我们掰饼呢，我们不会。如果你祷告，我们不会翻译。
If you pray today, we will not translate or interpret.
因为怕你太紧张。
Perhaps it make you even more nervous.
所以我们。鼓励大家，真的，当我们在这边拜饼饮杯的时候，我们能够把我们心里面简单的爱，我们用简单的语言，我们来回应主的爱。
So just use simple word, simple language to express our love to the Lord.
如果你还没有接受耶稣做你救主的话
，If you have yet to believe or accept the Lord Jesus into your heart,
如果你还没有受浸
If you have yet to be baptized,
请你暂时不要用这个饼杯。
Please refrain from taking the cup and the bread.
当这个饼杯传到你手里的时候，
and when this cup and bread pass to you,
请你传下去。
Please pass it on. Let's continue.